This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril. We are now headed to the Margaret with Sabrina Magdalene. And we're going to the cinemas this time, not literally because, you know, of what's going on. Last week, however, President Donald Trump announced a state of emergency for the US in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And this is the first movie weekend after that declaration. Box office takings are not great, I assume.
It is not. Actually, it is in fact disastrous because most publications from CNBC to the New York Times are describing it as that. And it's not surprising because if you are practicing social distancing, theatres and cinemas are the last place you'd actually want to be. So this weekend's box office estimates are around $54 million. And this makes it the worst weekend for ticket sales in 40 years, perhaps ever. But bear in mind that in 1980 is when the exact record-taking began. And this is also 40% below expectations. So topping the list is the Disney Pixar animation movie Onward. It's in its second week. It earned about $10 million, which is about 80% less than a week ago. And of course, there weren't many new blockbusters released. I mean, Mulan and A Quiet Place 2 both had their releases delayed because of the coronavirus.
So with fewer people going to watch movies in cinemas, I wonder how streaming services are faring, especially as more and more people go on self-quarantine.
Well, Netflix is actually one such listed company that has piqued analyst interest. Its stock is up 9% year to date versus the S&P 500's 15% drop so far. But I mean, having said that, because Netflix charges a fixed amount per month and it actually does not benefit economically from additional viewing hours by its subscribers, any upside to the stock is actually limited. So let's hear Gitesh Pandya, the founder of BoxOfficeGuru.com. He tells the BBC what he thinks of the situation regarding streaming services.
This could be a big opportunity for streaming services. Obviously, they've grown a lot in the last year. Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus is in the game as well, Hulu, there's YouTube. So many choices people have at home. So with the coronavirus situation, having people spending more time at home, obviously they'll be looking at those services more for their entertainment needs. So it's a big opportunity for them right now. It's a very popular choice for many people right now.
That was Gitesh Pandya, the founder of BoxOfficeGuru.com, speaking to the BBC. And now moving on to Bursa, there's some news about MyEG Services Berhad over their COVID-19 test kits, which were alleged to be fake. What's happening there?
Yes, so MyEG clarified that its COVID-19 rapid test kits are actually not fake. They do exist, despite reports that it's not real. But the company is currently waiting for approval from the Ministry of Health. MyEG said that the rapid test kits have been cleared by health authorities in China and Europe, where they are actually already being used. So at close today, shares of MyEG were down 4% at 86 sen, with 46.3 million shares done on the counter.
Sabrina, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you.
It is 5:39 on the evening edition. You're still with Kelvin and Hezril. And we are, I think, just about to move on to our next little thing, which is Name That Tune.
That's correct. Now it's time to play Name That Tune. So here's today's snippet. And you can give us the name of the song and artist to win the world-famous bulging BFM goodie bag. You can call us at 7733-2900.
Let's listen to that clue one more time.
Ooh, that's quite hard, actually. Huh. I wonder if we'll have to resort to another clue. But
well, patience. we'll just have to see. We'll just have to wait. I think it might be a bit thematic to what's going on today.
So interesting.
Let's hear that one more time. Name of the song and artist, call us 7733-2900. What is up for grabs is the world famous bulging BFM goodie bag. And while we wait for your calls, we've got some music by No Doubt, Just a Girl. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.